Well, let's start with the Hawkeye 10 Conference All-Conference Baseball selections, which were announced yesterday. First team selections include all three pitchers being unanimous picks. Taylor Kaufman of Glenwood, Chris Halber of Kemper Catholic, and Zach Larrison of Lewis Central all were unanimous selections. So were the two first team catchers. They were unanimous as well. Bryce Berg of Kemper Catholic, Jeremy Gallagher of Denison. On the infield, Casey Berg of Kemper Catholic and Matt Schultz of Glenwood both were unanimous picks, and they're joined in the first team by Ben Bruck of Harlan and Carter Ludwig of Kemper Catholic. Outfielders include Eric Toole of Lewis Central, a unanimous pick. Also Cody Williams of Kemper Catholic and Nate Conley of Lewis Central. Utility players Matt Berg of Kemper Catholic, Alex Brown of Harlan, and Gunnar Bloom of Atlantic were first team picks. Second team selections include pitchers Austin Eller of Denison, Nate Kramer of Lewis Central, and Tyler Hovey of Atlantic. Catchers Ryan Matheny of Shenandoah and Jeremy Hogg of Clarinda. Infielders were Dakota Woods of Clarinda, Ethan George of Lewis Central, Brady Teese of Denison, and Derek Schwartz of Harlan. Outfielders in the second team include Tyler Platt of Denison, Blake Especk of Atlantic, also Ben Landers of Creston. Utility players on the second team include Alec Forbes of Glenwood, Corey Bertini of Glenwood, and Nick Linen from Red Oak. Honorable mention selections on the squad this year include Derek Stork and Chad Christensen, both from Atlantic. Also Briar Evans and Keaton Hewlett, both of Creston. Josh Keim of Glenwood, Lucas Musich of Harlan, Brett Vanderpool of Lewis Central, Dakota White of Red Oak, along with Shenandoah's Adam Fichter and Austin Fichter on the honorable mention selections this year. In Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers own their largest lead of the season in the National League Central, 3.5 games. Niger Morgan hit a go-ahead 3-run double, and the surging Brewers scored 5 runs in the 5th inning off Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter to rally for a 6-2 win over St. Louis. The Brewers have won 7 straight. Zach Greinke allowed a first-inning 2-run homer to Matt Holliday, but he settled down, and he improves to 9-4 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona climbed within a game of National League West leading San Francisco with a 5-2 win over the Giants. Starlin Castro had 3 hits, and Carlos Zambrano survived 6 choppy innings as the Chicago Cubs handed the slumping Pittsburgh Pirates their 4th straight loss, 5-3. Mike Stanton's grand slam in the 10th inning gave the Florida Marlins a 7-3 win over the New York Mets. Pinch hitter John Mayberry Jr. hit a game-tying 2-run homer in the 10th inning, and Shane Victorino homered to lead off the 10th as the Philadelphia Phillies overtook the Colorado Rockies 4-3 last night. Rick Ankiel hit 2 home runs, and Levon Hernandez allowed 1 run over 6 innings and drove in a run in the Washington Nationals 5-3 win over Atlanta. Rookie Jose Altuve drove in a run on a fielder's choice in the 10th inning, lifting the new-look Houston Astros to a 4-3 win over the Cincinnati Reds. And the L.A. Dodgers trimmed San Diego 6-2 last night. In the American League, the Cleveland Indians aren't going away as manager Manny Acta's crew climbed within 2 games of AL Central leader Detroit by rallying past the Boston Red Sox 9-6 at Fenway Park. New York Yankees pulled within a game of AL East leading Boston by nipping the Chicago White Sox 3-2. CC Sabathia won his 16th game, and Seattle scored 5 times in the 2nd inning as they beat Oakland by a final of 8-4. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Memphis over the Iowa Cubs 8-7, a walk-off grand slam, the difference in that game, and Omaha beat Oklahoma City by a score of 2-0. Both Iowa and Omaha on the road again tonight. Omaha continues its series at Oklahoma City, while Iowa will play again tonight at Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, checking NFL news, the Oakland Raiders once again have spent big bucks to lock up one of their own key players, signing a 5-year, $48 million contract with linebacker Cameron Wimbley on Monday, giving the team more room under the salary cap and giving Wimbley $29 million in guarantees. Also, the Chargers cornerback Antoine Kayson had surgery on his fractured right index finger Monday, leaving him in good position to be ready for the season, according to coach Norv Turner. Ben Roethlisberger is doing his part to help the Pittsburgh Steelers get under the salary cap as the veteran QB has agreed to restructure his contract to help the defending AFC champs get under the $120.4 million cap. His agent, though, says Big Ben won't be giving up any money. Jason Taylor says he's rejoining the Miami Dolphins. The NFL's active career sacks leader, who wants to play a 15th NFL season, disclosed his plans Monday on his foundation's Facebook page. The Dolphins declined to comment. He turns 37 September 1st. A person familiar with the deal says running back Ahmad Bradshaw is returning to the New York Giants. Bradshaw took over as the Giants' starting halfback last season, rushing for 1,235 yards and 8 touchdowns. He had some problems with fumbles, though, and Brandon Jacobs started the next 5 games. Bradshaw did start the season finale against Washington. A person with knowledge of the deal says the New England Patriots have agreed to terms with offensive lineman Matt Light on a 2-year contract. An unrestricted free agent, Light would earn up to $12 million, with $7 million guaranteed. The Minnesota Vikings have restructured the contract for receiver Bernard Berrien and placed left tackle Bryant McKinney on the non-football injury list. The Denver Broncos agreed to terms on a deal with former Jacksonville Jaguars first-round pick Derek Harvey. Pro Bowl tight end Mercedes Lewis has ended his holdout, he reported at Jacksonville's training camp yesterday. The Chargers have placed tight end Antonio Gates on the physically unable to perform list. That allows him to rehab and take part in team meetings, but he can't practice. Gates has plantar fasciitis in his right foot. Browns wide receiver Josh Cribbs didn't participate in Cleveland's first practice in full pads. That was because of an injured left knee. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have re-signed linebacker Adam Hayward to a 3-year deal. Veteran offensive tackle Mark Colombo has agreed to terms with the Miami Dolphins. He was released by Dallas on Thursday. Offensive tackle Barry Richardson has signed his restricted free agent tender with the Kansas City Chiefs, who have also added free agent linebacker Brandon Siler to help shore up their defense. The Cleveland Browns have signed free agent defensive end Jamie Mitchell and completed their trade with St. Louis for offensive guard John Greco, while veteran linebacker Clint Ingram has agreed to terms with the New Orleans Saints. Ingram was with the Saints in 2010 but never played because of his slow recovery from microfracture surgery on his left knee. Well, you don't have Randy Moss to kick around anymore. He's calling it a career after 13 seasons in the NFL as one of the most dynamic and polarizing players that the league has ever seen. Moss's agent, Joel Siegel, says the receiver was considering offers from several teams but made the decision to retire at 34. Siegel declined to comment specifically on the offers, instead saying his client felt that the time was right to step away. If this is indeed the end for Moss, he leaves the game with some of the gaudiest statistics ever posted by a receiver. His 153 touchdowns are tied with Terrell Owens for second on the career list. He's also fifth with 14,858 yards and tied with Hines Ward for eighth on the receptions list with 954. Moss played for Minnesota, Oakland, New England, and Tennessee. Well, nearly everyone in the Missouri Valley Conference believes Northern Iowa will be the team to beat in 2011. It doesn't feel that way, though, to coach Mark Farley after the way the Panthers finished in 2010. Panthers won the Valley title last season, finishing just 7-5, though, and they were knocked out of the football championship subdivision playoffs with a humbling 14-7 home loss to Lehigh. Northern Iowa was the overwhelming pick to win the conference again, receiving 29 of 36 first-place votes in the league's preseason poll, which included coaches, media, and sports information directors. That poll released yesterday. North Dakota State got 6 first-place votes and was second behind UNI. Southern Illinois was third. They got 1 first-place vote. A Big 12 athletic directors voted Monday to prohibit the broadcast of any high school sporting events on the newly created Longhorn Network for at least the next year. The conference announced that the ADs voted unanimously to forbid such content on any medium branded as a conference or member institution platform. Controversy had been stirred up at the suggestion that Texas could show games featuring players it was recruiting on its network, set to launch this month. The athletic directors instituted a 1-year moratorium and decided that it would not be lifted unless the NCAA rules that such content would be permissible. The ADs also suggested that the Big 12's board of directors should encourage the NCAA to impose a similar 1-year moratorium across the country. The group also decided that any conference game aired on the Longhorn Network would require approval of the conference and the opposing school. Well, David Stern returned to the bargaining table Monday and said nothing gave him reason for encouragement, and for that, the NBA commissioner placed blame on the players. Stern says he doesn't feel the players want to engage in a serious way. The first meeting to include leadership from owners and players since the lockout began exactly a month ago produced nothing. The sides say they'll try to meet again a few more times this month, with the season scheduled to begin on November 1st. And Rodney Clark, one of the nation's best shooting guards, will transfer from Arkansas to Butler. His father confirmed that decision in a text message Monday night. CBSSports.com first reported that move. That's a major recruiting win for the Bulldogs, who have lost the national championship game each of the past two seasons. Clark averaged 15.2 points a game for Arkansas last season, shooting well from the three-point range. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.